B'siyata d'shvaya, we're going to be learning in this week's parasha, parashat Ki Titze. Parashat Ki Titze le'milchama lo'ivecha, b'matno Hashem elokecha b'yadecha v'shivita shivyo. Hashem, in this week's parasha, first of all, it's a parasha with, I think, the most mitzvot in the whole entire Torah. 77 mitzvot in one parasha. So there's definitely a lot of information here. But there's a lot of depth just to these ideas. It connects very much to Elul. Right? It says, if you go out to war against your enemies, and Hashem will put them in your hands, and you will return what has been captive. What does that mean? You will return Shivita Shivyo. You shall return his captive spark. What is that? So simply put, it's talking about anything you find out there, there's sparks in the whole entire world. And our job when we go out to war, which is every single day in this world, we're at war, is to gather the sparks, is to collect the sparks, and to elevate the sparks back up. What are those sparks? Fallen letters, fallen speech. The creation of the world, when everything shattered, the sparks went across the world. And we have to know we're in a constant war. What does that mean? We're constantly coming into this world to clarify the good from the bad, to separate the good and to elevate the good from within the bad. To clarify, where is the holiness? Meaning when I come to eat a fruit, I focus on the spark of God inside of there, not on the fruit. Right? Everything I'm trying to look at the inner aspect. And that's our whole job in the war, is to return everything that's been captive, these sparks that have fallen. And then the Torah says, if you see a beautiful woman there, and you want her, and you want to take her as a wife, so then this is a very interesting thing. Usually you're not allowed to just take whatever woman you want as a wife, especially not when you're in a war with an enemy nation and you're in their nation and you're taking their women. But the Torah here understands, because again, the Torah is always going to the depth of the understanding of man. And saying, in this situation, if you see a woman, you're allowed to take her. But there's a process, there's conditions. First, you have to bring her to your house. You have to shave her head, her nails, take off simlat shivya, take off her dress of captivity, me'aleha, v'yashba be'vetecha u'bachta et avia v'et ima yerach yabim. She will sit in your house and she will cry for her father and mother for a month. And after that, you can come and be with her and make her to a wife. What is this 1 month that you cry about? So this is the month of Elul. It's explained by the Kabbalists and the Hasidic masters that in Elul, we're coming to do Teshuvah. And we have to cry for a month, the month of Elul, Yerech Yamim. What are we crying about? About our father and our mother. The father is the side of Chochmah, our Torah, everything we learn and we think that we know. And our mother is our tefillah and our bina and everything that we understand, the contemplation, connecting one dot to the other, the hard work that we put in. And we see these things as separate. And on that we cry. So, it says after that, and the whole point, after it gets in, it goes on, and the Torah says, right, that they're going to end up having children. The Torah, so to say, starts a new topic, but you can see that it's connected. The Torah says, if a person has two wives, one loved and one hated, you can't favoritize the loved one. If this hated one gives birth first, then her son is the one that inherits. Why is it connected to the previous thing? The Torah is coming to tell you, you see women in there, you want to be with them, you just want to be with them, you're going to go around planting seeds everywhere. You're not going to be able to pick and choose. And then the Torah continues and says after that you can't pick the favorite. Starts to talk about what happens if you have a kid that is so bad from birth. It's called Ben Sorer U'Moreh. This is a kid that's so rebellious, it's a mitzvah from the Torah. They say that it never happened. To this day, a mitzvah from the Torah that never happened. What is it? That before a kid was even bar mitzvah, if he was cursing at his parents, if he was completely off the derech, rebel kid, little, excuse my English, devil child from birth, before he's bar mitzvah, you kill him. Why? You see that this person is going down a horrible path. He's not willing to listen to his parents, to rabbis, to anybody. Who's going to help him? He's going to end up destroying the world. Crazy, crazy, crazy mitzvah. And again, it was never held, right? There's something in the Torah that for the most part we could say, even though everything in the Torah is a myth and it's a mitzvah and we're not denying it's a mitzvah, there are ways that rabbis have looked at this as this is a lesson, meaning it doesn't have to happen. It doesn't have to happen. But our children do need to know that Hashem looks a kid that is that disrespectful and won't work on himself and won't listen. In Hashem's eyes, so to say, it's better to take you out of the world before your bar mitzvah. Before you start to become obligated and then every single thing you do changes the whole entire world and you're affecting everything. You have to keep in mind that as well. The Torah goes on and talks about lost objects, having to return them, helping your friend if you see him struggling, right? His car broke down, aka his donkey has too much of a load on his back. So it's fine. People think the Torah is ancient because people don't walk around with donkeys on loads on their back. First of all, in the Middle East here they do. And second, your Hummer is also chamor. It's always the same word, donkey in Hebrew. And a car is also a tool, just like a donkey is a tool. And if that car is broken down on the side of the road, you see a Jew, you have to help. You're a nation that helps each other. We have commandments to help each other. We're not allowed to ignore these kinds of things. Then the Torah goes in length in talking about how men shouldn't wear women's clothing, women shouldn't wear men's clothing. So the mitzvah from the Torah, to not get things confused. Like that also, we have the mitzvah of taking eggs or chicks, only of kosher birds, by the way. It's only kosher birds, it's not non-kosher birds. And it's if it happens to be that you find a nest with a mother kosher bird hovering over her chicks or her eggs, you have a mitzvah from the Torah to send her away and take the eggs for yourself. This is a very deep mitzvah that we're going to be learning about today. That's going to be the focus of our class. On a certain topic, certain aspects of it, is one of the few times in the Torah that the Torah tells us what's going to happen if you do a mitzvah. What's the outcome of the mitzvah? And the Torah says you will have a long life. Long life in Judaism is always a long good life, not just a long life of suffering, a long good life, b'zat Hashem. And the Torah goes on, there's many, many different mitzvot. There's also building of if you build a new house, and you have a roof, a flat roof on it, you have to make sure you have a fence. That's also the hint of, when you learn new wisdom, make sure that you have a fence to fence it off. Make sure that you limit yourself, and you don't go too far up. Make sure that you have a limit on your roof. Make sure that you have a fence around your roof, that everything you learn comes inside of your mind and it stays there and it becomes part of you. And it's not just nice ideas that come in one ear and out the other. We're not allowed to plow the field with a donkey and a cow together, an ox together. We're not allowed to wear flax, linen and wool together, right? That's the secret of Ishmael and Yitzchak. We say in Eshet Chayil every night, every Friday night. Sarayimenu, Eshet Chayil is all about the Shekhinah Kedosha. And they say that it was written by Avraham Avinu as a eulogy for Sarayimenu. And one of the things that he says there, Dar Shatzemu Fishtim, the Tas Bechafetz Kapeya. They were seeking out linen and wool, and she did as her hands saw fit. What is that? The house of Avraham contained inside of it wool, Yitzchak, the lamb. And pishtin and flax and linen, which is Ishmael. The Arabs are known for their trading of linens and fabrics, and those things don't mix together in the Jewish world. That's what's called Satan Az, the brazen Satan, Shatness, the mixture of these two fabrics, which scientifically we talked about here, right? Scientifically, it's proven the frequencies don't go together. They cancel out. It's very bad. It's many, 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 many mitzvot here. Again, we have 77 mitzvot, but b'zat Hashem, let's get into it. And Bezat Hashem, let's learn a little bit about the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. Rav Natan of Breslev says, in the Ilchot Shiluach HaKen, the Halachot of Shiluach HaKen, Ki karei kan sipor lefanecha, if you see a nest of birds in front of you. What does this mean? Yesh neshamot shenaflu al yedei ma'aseh merayim. There are certain souls that have fallen by way of their bad actions. Urechokim men yakedusha umitutalim begalut. They're far away from kedusha, they're far away from sanctity, and they get moved around in galut, from place to place to place. Bezilut de galuta, in the cheapness, in the disrespect, in the lowliness of being in exile. They're in the aspect of Ki kare kan sipor lefanecha. If you happen to find a bird's nest in front of you, v'ayim ruvetzet, and the mother is hovering over the chicks, the eggs. Why? Ki kol ha'nefashot shorsham b'chavod Hashem itbarach. All of the souls of Israel are rooted in the kavod, the honor of Hashem, so to say. And the aspect of the honor is Em Kol Hai, the mother of all living. Souls, spiritually, are rooted in a place called Em Kol Hai, the mother of all life. Who was that said about? Chaya, Chava, right? The first woman, Adam's wife. This honor, this world of honor, Rovetz is like, so to say, hovering over, protecting, and hovering over the souls of Israel. Ke'em al habanim, like a mother over the children, to protect them. They, God forbid, they wouldn't get sunken up too much into this negative places, God forbid, to be completely consumed by the exile of the Shekhinah. And the Torah, according to what we're learning here, the Torah is commanding the Jew, you have an obligation to lift up these souls. You have an obligation to help these souls that are lost, to try to give them merit, to try to purify them, to help them to get out of the filth and the exile, and the filth and the dirt that is the exile, and to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring them closer to Hashem. And then according to the aspect of how the souls leave Galut, leave the exile, Ken yotza kavod kivichol man galut. So too, the honor of Hashem gets out of Galut, gets out of exile. The Jewish people are meant to be the revelation of the honor and the splendor of God in the world. As long as they're being chased and killed and abused and persecuted, then Hashem's honor is, so to say, in Galut. And that's as a whole, as a nation. But so too as individuals. As long as a person feels like he's being chased around internally, I'm talking about his own inner struggles, his own inner battles in life. As long as a person feels like they don't have a set place to be, they haven't found their place, they're still affected by all the nonsense of the destruction of the temple and the exile of the Jewish people, believing in dead Jewish men from 2,000 years ago, doing this nonsense, going to Burning Man and all these different things. The soul's in Galut. You see, the world is in Galut. The world is in exile. And the more a person goes into exile, the harder and harder it gets for them to be happy, to be connected, to find peace and favor in the eyes of people, to have good relationships. Because the root of their soul is in a bad place. And then what happens? The person walks around down and depressed and upset. And their soul, so to say, is extinguished. In this world, looks like a zombie walking around. And that's the honor of Hashem is in Galut. The honor of Hashem is there. A person doesn't say a blessing properly. And they don't pray properly. They don't learn Torah properly. All because they feel like they're in a hard Galut. The honor of Hashem is the root again of all souls. Therefore, the Torah warns us, Lo tikach ha'em al habanim, do not take the mother from on top of the children. Don't take the children while the mother is still there. Be very careful. Do not take the honor and the pride for yourself. You're coming to lift up souls, you're coming to help them. Don't take the honor for yourself. Don't take the pride for yourself. Right? The mother, we said again, is the source of where the souls are from, where the chicks are from. That's called em habanim. Right? Em kol chai, sorry. Mother of all life. What is that? What is the root of all life? The honor of Hashem. The honor of Hashem, don't take that to yourself. When you come to deal with souls and you want to help and you're trying to lift up people, don't do it for your own honor. Don't do it in order to increase your honor in this world. God forbid. Then you won't be able to take these souls out of Galut. The only way to get these souls back, putting it out there for everybody that's listening, the only way to get souls back is by way of Torah. The only way to help a person do tshuva and come close to Hashem is by way of Torah. Nothing else will help you like the Torah helps you. You can do all the meditations you want in the world. You can pray as much as you want in the world. If you do not learn what God wants from you in this world, and what the point of this world is, and you can only get that by way of Torah, you will not make progress and you will not become closer to Hashem. Talmud Torah keneged kulam, learning of Torah outweighs all other mitzvahs. There's a reason the rabbi said that. Because the Torah is the will of God and it's teaching you directly what it is you're in the world for. Prayer, you can increase your relationship with God, you can talk to Him, you can have a beautiful relationship. If you do not listen to what God's telling you to do, your relationship is not that good. It's coming out to say it. Person doesn't keep Shabbat. That person doesn't keep kosher. No one's judging you. It's okay. There's a million reasons you could be in the situation you're in. If you would like to get out of it, the Torah is the way. The Torah is the way. And you don't need to sit all day long and learn for 8 hours, but you do need a want to learn. You do need a want to get out of your bad place. And if you realize that you want to be connected to Hashem, so then He gave you a book of how to do it. And He gave you tzaddikim for it. But the past 3,300 years, He's giving you advice of how to do it. And in order to get the Torah, you have to have humility and you have to see yourself as low completely. Again, don't take the honor for yourself, right? Don't take the mother while she's still on the eggs. Don't take the honor for yourself. What is that? You can't get into Torah, unless you have humility. Unless you're not trying to take the mother. Unless you're not trying to get the honor to yourself. You have to run away from honor. Do not look at your own honor at all. It's a very hard thing to do. Right? But this is a life process of refining ourselves, of thinking less about ourselves and more about Hashem. This is what it's coming to tell us. And then, once you run away from honor, you come to connect Hashem, and you want to elevate the souls, because the honor of Hashem is in Galut, because people don't understand that Hashem is King over the world. Why? Because in this world the Jews can't do their job, because they're all in Galut, they're all in a dark place, and they're all going from place to place, and they can't find a place to rest in security. No matter how good it is, no matter how amazing it is, right? My intention when I come to connect the souls is to elevate Hashem's honor out of the Galut, to take this person out of the dark place that they're in, to give the honor of Hashem back up to its proper place. And I don't want the respect for myself, and I'm not seeking out the honor for myself, and I do it from a place of humility. Then I get Torah that actually does that. Then when I open my mouth and I talk, the Torah actually comes out in a way that it elevates people. And even if you experience pride, you experience honor, people give you honor, you take it back to Hashem. You bring it back to Hashem. You're not trying to take the honor. The nature of this world, misunderstand this sometimes. They think that means you can't accept compliments, you can't accept honor. That's not the point. The question is, what's going on inside of you? When someone comes and praises you, or if you, for example, there's some places in the world, very interesting, unique places, that a person talks, and at the end, they clap for them. It's a weird thing to do, right? But if the person wants it, can't do the class without the clapping. If the person lives off the clapping in a negative way, so then what are you doing? What did you sit there and teach for? For that? But if you can acknowledge the clap and realize, wow, Hashem is so amazing, right? Then you're not taking it. You're not taking it. It's not about that. It's for the world. It's for the world. We're trying to lift up souls. Bezat Hashem itbarach. Another teaching on this. בזמן הזה שהשכינה בגלות, in this time that the Shekhinah, so to say, the presence of God is in galut, this is the aspect of ki tzipor nodedet min kina, a bird wandering away from its nest, right? The Shekhinah in galut. Ki kare kan tzipor lefanecha baderech, if you happen to find on the path a nest of a bird, baderech daika, on the path specifically. The Torah tells you, where are you going to find the... Where does this mitzvah happen? On the path. And if you know Breslev, you know on the path is... Everything is on the path. It's also Elu, Baderech. Derech is Gematria, is twice the Gematria Baki. Kedusha, Beracha, Yichud. Kobi, letters Kobi. Right? Baki, twice, is Gematria Derech. And Rabbi Nachman says, a person wants to do tshuva, it's based off what the Arizal says. In the month of Elul, a person wants to do tshuva, they have to be baki baratzo, baki b'shov. They have to know how to run, and they have to know how to return. You need to learn halacha and growing, and the halacha of making tshuva. And everything happens on the derech. Everything happens on the derech. This whole entire place only exists because of the book called Biyam Darkecha. Your path is in the sea. Everything happens on the sea. In the path, sorry. What's the path? That means moving, galut, exile, moving from place to place, a lack of stability, a lack of rest. Vaz mutal al kol echad lishtadel letaken ze akan tzipor. The Torah is telling us, each one of us, when as long as we're in exile, we all have a job to rectify the nest, to fix the nest, to prepare the home. Ulaalot kivyochol hashchina ma'galut, to elevate the shchina out of galut. The main way that you do this rectification and fix everything is by way of seeking out, by way of requesting, by way of wanting. Where is the place of his honor? Kavod. Again, remember the place of honor where all the souls are from, where the Shekhinah is rooted in. Because the main aspect of the exile of the Shekhinah, שנתעלם מלכותו יתברך כביכול מחמת התגברות הקליפות סתרחה. That's so to say, the kingship of Hashem is hidden and concealed because there's been such an intensification and amplification of the סתרחה in the world, of the forces of evil, the other side in the world, things that come to cover up Hashem. And whoever merits to believe and to know that the truth is מלכותו בכל משלה, Hashem's reign, Hashem's rule is in every single place, every domain, every facet of your life, Hashem is there. There's no place in the world where Hashem is not there. From inside the place of Avodah Zarah to the headquarters of Hamas in Iran, no matter what you can think about, everywhere you can imagine and can't imagine, Hashem is there. He's not there. That place is inside Hashem, like the Baal Shem Tov says. The world is not the place of Hashem. The world is inside Hashem. And even though the nations that do Avodah Zarah and pray to false idols and have false beliefs, they are the klipot, they are these husks that cover up the will of God. They rule over us right now in this world. Jews are in exile in their own land and in the outside of the land. We don't have Jewish rule anywhere in the world. Not even in our own home. אף על פי כן ישראל הם מאמינים כי הקליפות בעצמם הם מקבלים גם כן חיות רק ממנו יתברך. עם ישראל, what is our belief? That even the klipa, even the forces of evil that are coming against us, even them only receive their life force from Hashem. Hashem is the root of everything. כי הוא יתברך מחיית כולם במלכותו בכל משלה. Hashem brings vitality to everything, and his vitality, his dominion, his reign is found in every facet of life. רק שהם מקבלים מבחינת העלמה והסרה של מאמר סתום, שבחינת איה. Where do the clippers receive from? They get it from a concealed word, from a hidden word, from a place that doesn't have so much revelation. איה, where? איה מקום כבודו. Where is the place of his honor? לידי שמאמינים ויודעים זאת באמת ומחפשים ומבקשים גם משם אחר כבודו יתברך. After we go to a place and we seek it out, we seek out Hashem even from a place that's so concealed, so hidden. The aspect of Ayyeh Mekum Kuvudo, where is the place of His honor? Where is it? Where do I find the honor of Hashem? When I find myself in a place of such exile, such rule, by the Goyim are ruling over me so much. And by the way, we have to mention, that although the Torah is always, when it says Goyim, in the nations, it's talking about the 70 nations of the world. Simply put, when we get into deeper teachings, it also means that. And in the inner work of a person, the 70 nations are your 7 sefirot, your 7 midot, chesed, gevura, tiferet, netzach, hod, yesod, and malchut, your ability to love, your ability to limit that love, your ability to balance the two together, your ability to persevere, your ability to submit, your ability to be connected to holiness and stay holy and stay connected to Hashem, and your ability to bring all of that into fruition and be happy with full emunah in this world, and to do all the mitzvot and can receive all the Torah on you, those are called the 70 nations. Why? You have 7 midot. Each midah, each sphere is made up of 10 sfirot. So 7 times 10, 70. So whenever you have the Jew has fallen into the exile of the 70 nations, what does that mean? Your consciousness that is known about God, and knows that God runs the world, and knows that God gave you a Torah, and knows that you have an obligation to keep Torah and to do the right thing, when that falls down into your feelings, into your emotions, it falls into the heart, where it shouldn't be, meaning the heart rules over it in a negative way, and your emotions and your inclinations start to rule over your life, that's also what's called exile. Right? So in that place, when you find yourself in that place where your consciousness is not connected, and you find yourself in such a dark place where the midot, the traits, the nations of the world, meaning the nations of your world, your emotions are starting to rule over you in a negative way, you have to scream out, where is the place of honor of Hashem? Where is the honor of Hashem? Where is the kavod? Where is the root of all spirituality? Where it's all about Hashem and not about how I feel and what I want and the lights that I want and my emotions and I don't feel like doing it, I do feel like doing it, or he did this to me, she did this to me. Why are you asking those questions? What about asking, Ayyeh mekom kvodo? Where is the place of Hashem's honor? Who's thinking about Hashem? Who's increasing Hashem's awareness in the world? So all of these negative forces, those are the klipot, these are the negative traits, that's the sitra acha, the other side. The second we realize that Hashem has to be found in that moment, then they all fall aside. If your mind is seeking out where is the place of God's honor, so then any other thing on the side falls to the side. Everything else is not as important. If you're really seeking out God's honor, your honor falls to the side. And then Hashem's honor is revealed. This is the aspect of ascending the Shekhinah out of Galut. The Shekhinah again is your soul, is the soul of Israel, the God consciousness in the world, the presence of Hashem. When that starts to fall into the nations, when that starts to fall into other places, and again, I do not mean to remove the Torah from its simple understanding. Jews to this day are suffering by the rule of the non-Jews. To this day, it's not stopped. We just also have to know that there's inner work as well. And when we do the inner work, we help the nation get out of its problems. And when we help the nation get out of the problem, it goes deeper and we help God get out of His, so to say, problems in this world. The fact that there is no honor of Hashem in the world, the fact that it's covered up, the fact that people feel so distant and so far and they don't know the way in, that's the purpose. The whole entire world was created for the honor of Hashem, not for us. So if I want to help a Jew get out of his troubles, if I want to help myself get out of my troubles, if I already think on the end goal, the honor of Hashem, I speed up the whole entire process. If I'm just me trying to do tshuva for the mistakes that I did, and I messed up, and I failed, and I sinned, well, how much are you thinking about yourself versus how much you think about Hashem? Teshuv hey, return to Hashem, not fix yourself. Fixing yourself is part of returning to Hashem, but it's not the goal. The goal is Hashem's honor in the world should be revealed. How do you do that? Become a better person. Fix yourself. That's how to do it. וזה בחינת מצוות שילוח הקן. שלח תשלח את האם ואת הבנים תיקח לך. Right? You send away the mother. שלח תשלח. Send it away. That's ayeh. It's a concealed, hidden phrase. What does that even mean? Where? Ayeh. It's not even how you fully say it. Ayeka. Efo. There's letters missing even. Ayeh is like this. It's called out. When do we say Ayeh during the week? You scream it. Once a week. Keter of Musaf. Musaf Shabbat in the Nagdishach. In the Keter of Musaf. We're saying there. Ayeh. The highest part, one of the highest parts of Shabbat. The whole entire week. It's a hidden thing. It's a very concealed thing. Because when you send out the M, when you send out the mother, so then what does she do? She starts to spread her wings. she starts to fly away. And she gets hidden from your eye, and you don't know where the place is. The mother again represents the kavod, the honor of Hashem. And when you come to take the eggs, to lift up the souls, what happens? The mother flies away. The honor of Hashem flies away. And you don't know where is the place, where is the honor. And therefore, the person who sends it, what happens when the mother goes away? You prove that the main vitality of these birds, these little chicks here, where do they get food from? Where do they get their sustenance from? From the mother or from Ayeh? From this hidden, lofty place. Because there's Baruch Hu takes care of everything from a chick in a nest to the biggest elephant in the world, the whale, and the human being. Where do we all get our sustenance from? Where is our connection really from? Where is the root of our sustenance? Where is the root of where we receive vitality from? Because these chicks, they need their mother. Their vitality is dependent on the mother. And when you send out the mother, then you connect them to the root of the vitality of the mother. Get it? Take it all the way back, which is Ayeh, which is this Ma'amar Satum, this hidden word, this hidden discourse. And then you can take the children and you can rectify them and you can elevate them. Because the main aspect of moving the nest of the bird is because there's been intensifications of the klipot. There's been too much klipa in the world, too many energies covering up the light of Hashem. And because of that, so to say, the kingship of Hashem has been concealed, has been hidden from us. And that, so to say, the galut of the Shekhinah, the exile of the Shekhinah. But when you send the mother, and you don't know where it goes, Ayeh, where is it? Where is it gone? By way of that, you reveal the root of the vitality of these birds, which is the mother, which is the aspect of Ayeh. Because from there, all of the vitality of every single thing in the world comes down. Because He brings vitality to everything, including the evil forces and the negative forces of this world, for covering up the light of Hashem. Why does Hashem want klipot in the world? To give you a test, so that you can make a decision yourself and earn what He wants to give you. If He made it completely clear, so then there is no test. He has to make it that the joint is good, the cup of wine is good, she looks beautiful, the money isn't so important to you. All these different things that a person, the job is what I need, the career I worked on so much is what defines me. It's all nonsense. Your body is also nonsense. The only thing that matters is your soul. After that, a lot of things also matter in this world. Your body becomes important because it has a soul. Your job is important because it's there to keep you healthy and in this world and sustained. Everything does become important once you have a soul. But not the klipa. The klipa is not what's important. The beliefs you have in your head telling you you're limited and not worthy are not important. That's not the main thing. And even those things receive their vitality from Hashem. So what happens when you go and you connect to Hashem? Like we said, immediately the klipot fall away. You reveal that everything that you experience in this world has to give in and submit itself and nichna, litbatel, to nullify itself in front of the will of Hashem. Everything in the end only exists by way of Hashem. The second I reveal Hashem there, that thing becomes secondary. Not even secondary. Because there is not one and two. There's only one. All there is in life is one. And then you can take the children. What does that mean? The negativity has already been nullified. The klipot have already lost their grasp. Because you rectified this kansipo, you rectified this nest of the bird, you rectified the galut, you rectified the moving around that the Jew has to go through with his body and his soul in this world. Because right now, everything was being nullified by way of shaleach teshalach. Send, you shall send. Sheib chinat ayeh, that's ayeh. Where are you sending it to? Doesn't say. Where does it go? Don't know. And by way of connecting to that place of so high, where everything is revealed to be rooted, all the source of honor in the world is rooted in that place, then everything else is subdued, reduced, falls to the side, and the honor and the kingship of Hashem is revealed in the world. Good Shabbos!